The Woods by Harlan Coben, read by Tim Machen. I see my father with that shovel. An awful, guttural sob forces its way up from deep in his lungs and out through his lips. He raises the shovel up and strikes the ground. I am 18 years old, and this is my most vivid memory of my father, him in the woods with that shovel. He doesn't know I'm watching. I hide behind the tree while he digs with a fury as though he is seeking vengeance. I have never seen my father cry before. Not when his own father died. Not when my mother ran off and left us. Not even when he first heard about my sister Camille. But now, tears cascade down his face. This is the first time I've spied on him like this. Most Saturdays he would pretend to be going on fishing trips, but I never really believed that. I stand behind the tree and watch him. I will do this 8 more times. I think he doesn't know that I am there. And then one day, as he heads to his car, my father looks at me with dry eyes and says, "Not today, Paul. Today I go alone." I watch him drive off. He goes to those woods for the last time. On his deathbed 18 years later, my father takes my hand. He is heavily medicated. He has been in immense physical pain, but there are no tears. He just closes his eyes and rides it out. My father has always made me feel safe, even now, even though I am now an adult with a child of my own. I look at him in the bed. I think about those days in the woods. I think about how he dug, how he finally stopped, how I thought he had given up after my mother left. "Paul," my father is suddenly agitated. "It's okay, Dad," I tell him. "It's all going to be okay." He does not calm down. One tear escapes his eye. "Paul," my father says to me, his voice still thick with a Russian accent, "we still need to find her." "We will, Dad," I nod, assure him.
"Did you know?"
he asks, his voice barely audible. I feel my entire body quake, but I don't look away. I wonder what he sees, what he believes. But I will never know. Because then, right then, my father closes his eyes and dies.